You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. This hour, we're joined by Deborah Tavares, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a gut-wrenching show. I'm warning you, and you're going to hear a revelation from me that's going to make you concerned as well, because anybody can be targeted with the weather, is where I'm finding out personally. Anyway, we'll join Deborah in just a moment, but first I want to let you know who brings this show to you. Ready-Made Resources helps make this show possible. Bob is, you know, you've heard Bob on this show, Bob Griswold. He is fantastic. He is King Prepper, and this is what I like to call him because he has something for everything, and he'll consult with you for free. Look what he's got on his site. Go to readymaderesources.com for all your prepping needs, and then call the number on the screen, and he'll tell you, hey, this is where you're at. This is the next step you need to take. How many people do that for free? Not many. ReadyMadeResources.com. We're also, this hour, brought to you by My Patriot Supply, the best storable food company in the world. There is no excuse now not to get prepped. We have a two-week special, $75, no GMOs, no glyphosates, 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, we're joined by Steve Quayle in the support of the Common Sense Show and Renaissance Precious Metals. I'm a customer of Steve's because I know someday my cash isn't going to buy diddly, and he'll replace a lot of your excess, soon-to-be worthless cash with precious metals that'll hold its value, and I am a happy customer. How do you take part in this? Give him a call. Call Steve at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. Well, we're really glad to have Deborah back. I believe this is her third time in 5 weeks with us, but things just keep developing with environmental manipulation, and that's really kind of the catchphrase I've used to describe this. It's weather, it's man-made causes for what's going on, and she's at the heart of it in Northern California. And here to talk about this, let's welcome Deborah Tavares. Deborah, thanks for joining us. We're really glad you could come back and keep us updated on what's going on.
Well, Dave, I'm happy to come back on the program and update you, because certainly here in California, we're just a couple of hours south of the Mendocino Complex fire, which is now the largest fire in the state's history as far as the number of acreage that has been burned. And I'm going to just read a few headlines because I want everybody to understand how we're being psyopsed with the illusion of man-made global warming and man-made climate change. Because we have to remember at all times that what we're experiencing is a combination of many, many things. But we know for a fact that geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate and its weather weapons, and that's what we face. And in the program, I'd like to talk about some things that people do need to do. You talked about prepping before I started to discuss this, and I want to cover that because we're needing to take seriously prepping, because weather weapons are coming at us, and they're going to accelerate. So what we are experiencing here with massive burn zones, all planned, all targeted, directed energy weapons, pulse smart meters, certainly arsons through the through mind control programs, etc. We have certainly a lot in front of all of us, whether you're subjugated to fires or tornadoes or hurricanes, whatever kind of energy weapon is going to be used on you. You can find that weapon by typing in the name of your city and type in climate action plan or resilient plan. It will outline in that plan in your area what kind of weapon will most likely be used on you. So here are some headlines that I want to read to everybody, because I am suffering right now from heavy smoke, because we've been basted in heavy smoke. We've been chemtrailed so that the smoke is held down closer to all of us. And here's a headline. Fire smoke exacerbating pollution from vehicles. Fire smoke is exacerbating pollution from the vehicles. Let's read this one. Climate change is supercharging a hot and dangerous summer. This is out of the Washington Post. New York Times runs headlines on climate change and increases of deadly events due to climate change. This is a PSYOPs. For all of you, there's a couple of YouTubes I would highly recommend, recently released, at least that I recently saw. Babylon USA, full YouTube. Babylon USA, I would highly recommend that everybody watch that. That's one aspect of what is occurring. I also want to talk about preparation on StopTheCrime.net. We do have a solutions page. We're attempting to contribute ideas to it for evacuation purposes. Certainly in our recent utility bill, Dave, and I really recommend everybody read their utility bills, because in your electric bills, which are put forth by Rothschild, because Rothschild runs the power grid in the United States and everywhere else, in my most recent bill, it says this: build an emergency kit. You should keep a kit at home, work, and in your car. Make a plan and ensure everyone in your household understands the plan. Be informed. Learn about the disasters that could happen in your area. And that's why I recommended everybody look up in your town your climate action plan or your resilient plan and read what they're saying about what the causes in your area are that if you do not reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, you will have these kinds of weather events. This is what these plans divulge. I can't underscore enough, more people must, at least minimally, look at the plans under that context alone. Again, type in the name of your city. An example for me would be Santa Rosa, California. Climate Action Plan, and I would type on the same line, Resilient Plan. And I will get several plans. You can flip through those plans and look at the target reductions to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. They will give you a map or a circle divided up like a pie, and they will tell you the various aspects of reductions, resource use reductions that will allow your county to comply with the requirements of greenhouse gas emission reduction. Again, that's critical, critical. And again, understand this, we're at war with weather weapons, we're at war with a huge PSYOPs, everything is virtually fake, and we must prepare. For those of you in rural areas, I would highly recommend that you look at drilling for primary water. We run a website called primarywater.org. This is the only water that is likely not going to be infiltrated with radiation, because we're certainly going to be experiencing higher levels of radiation. I did a show, it's going to be posted up on YouTube, on primary water. It's going to be on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel. So please share all of our videos and YouTubes far and wide. We must prepare. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. We're literally going to, if you can imagine what it's going to look like, think of it like this. You're going to be chased around with weather weapons on your heels. This is massive relocation. This is all part of what's included in the genocide discussion that I've had with the plans to reduce the population here in the United States by 83%. The two methods behind that is mass suicides. That's why we're informing all of you, so that you don't melt down in the streets and be utterly confused and not understand what's happening. We certainly don't want you to commit suicide. God does not want you to commit suicide.
He sure doesn't.
That's right. And the other aspect of reduction of population is the psychological despair of people being forcibly removed mm-hmm. from rural country areas. This is the goal. It's to confine us within the Wildlands Project map. Again, I cannot emphasize enough, go to stopthecrime.net, type in your search bar, Wildlands Project map. You will see that we have a map there. It was Michael Kaufman's map. We entitled it Human Access Denied. And, of course, this was mandated by the United Nations, the Biodiversity Treaty, which is forcing a transformation and relocation of all people, all cities, to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. So I want to cover a number of things right now, Dave. I would certainly like, before we get into our conversation on New Mexico and their denying the deployment of the smart meters, I want to get into a recent FCC regulation that was approved. But before I do that, I want to read this, because this fits into the diabolical unaccountability of the reality that we live in. And we first must realize that we are not in power in any way. We have no voting capabilities, sadly. Our cities on every level, all departments, all officials have been taken over. And it is a government in name only. It doesn't exist. Everything is occurring through the executive branch via executive order. They're all regulations. So with that having been said, this is what occurred in 1996. The Telecommunication Act suspended our free discussion about health effects from any cell towers in any city or town meetings. So in other words, if you went to your city and you wanted to refuse or suggest that they don't allow a cell tower because of the health effects were not allowed to be entered in to the debate. It, because buried deep in that landmark bill in Section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevents local governments from hearing objections or challenges to cell tower placement based on possible health impacts forever. So forever, you cannot bring that up. That is why many of you are frustrated as you go before your city councils and your local forms of government that you think represent you, and you leave not getting any satisfaction at all. And if you do get satisfaction, sadly, I have to say, it's just a way in which to knock down the opposition, and they come in the back door. So the single law back in 1996 has allowed for the uncontested sightings of, at that time, of more than 250,000 cell towers in the United States, while forever ending the public dialogue and critical scientific debate on the possible health effects from microwaves. Now, why I'm reading that to you is now what we face with the FCC. Again, remember, these are rogue corporate agencies in business for profits and also aligning themselves with the genocide policies as well. And most recently, and in fact, in March of 2018, the FCC was looking to alter small cell oversight in tribunal locations and others. And here's what occurred most recently, Dave. This is really diabolical. Everybody needs to understand our government is rogue. It doesn't exist. And all the rules and regulations are literally just plowing over us. We don't have any effect. So originally, okay, the FCC wanted to demonstrate its commitment to seeing the United States of America and the consumers win the race to 5G by having uncontested federal oversight on all small cell locations in the nation. So most recently, there has been the FCC bans moratoriums on communication facility deployment. This fits right in with executive order by the current CEO of USA Inc. back in January of 2018 that requires the expeditious deployment of bandwidth throughout the country, particularly in rural areas. So what we're seeing here is that they say that state and local statutes and regulations or other written legal requirements that expressly, by the very terms, prevent or suspend the acceptance, processing, or approval of applications or permits necessary for deploying telecommunication services and facilities. So, again, people are suggesting that you go to your local city and you fight this. Understand, this is above the ability for your corporate city to fight. This is a takeover. This is part of a frequency genocide with many other aspects combined. I wanted to now talk about the New Mexico presumed victory of stopping the deployment of the smart meters. And I want to say this because I know many of the people that were involved in certainly bringing the information about the hazards of smart meters up and fought for many, many years. I've read many of their documents fighting in New Mexico against the deployment of smart meters. And I can only suggest this because I didn't know before I knew, and I was fighting smart meters in the very beginning of the beginning as well. At the time, I didn't know the enormity of the policies that were in place, and gradually I learned about these things. And so for that having been said, I want to caution anybody that believes that New Mexico is a safe place because they've withheld the deployment of smart meters. And I'm going to ask everyone that is listening to understand the frequency deployment is larger now than just the smart meters. And what do I mean by that? When you look up the climate action plans, say, for example, in New Mexico, when you look up Edison Electric Institute, and it talks about examples of smart communities in action, electric companies play a leading role. You bet you they do, because this is Rothschild, this is Rockefeller, this is the World Bank, this is Goldman Sachs. This is a myriad of universities and other NGOs that are destroying humanity as we've known it.
But other than that, there's no problem.
That's right, yeah. Dave. Yeah, other than that. So I'm looking at the spotlight in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and what they say about Mexico. But before I get into that, I want everybody to take note. My computer has gone down, but I was noticing as I was researching this that there's very little area in Mexico that people will be allowed to reside. In other words, human access is and will be denied to the majority of New Mexico. So that is why I suggest you look at the Wildlands Project map and understand that this map is in full play now. And weather weapons are part of forcing us into human settlement zones. So here's a spotlight on Albuquerque, New Mexico, and here are Albuquerque's goals. They want to create new jobs, improve citizen well-being, they want to introduce more efficient technology, and they want to develop new ways to cut costs. Well, all that sounds noble and good. Here's what they also say. Albuquerque's smart community effort is aided through its partnerships with Public Service Company of New Mexico, which is PNM, Albuquerque Rapid Transit, Build Your Dreams, which is BYD, Siteloom, C-I-T-E-L-U-M, East Penn Manufacturing, Nissan, Northern New Mexico College, Sandia Laboratories, UGO, University of New Mexico, and the U.S. Department of Energy. So they go on to talk about New Mexico and the smart communities and how they're going to be built smarter, and there will be an energy infrastructure to leverage the power of data and technology to improve sustainability and spur economic development and help drive efficiencies and enhance the overall quality of life for their citizens. So that meets their goals. They're saying that they want to create new jobs. So the new jobs are literally being built in by people that are causing a genocide. And they go on to say, this summary focuses on specific opportunities where communities in New Mexico and electric companies can collaborate to make communities smarter, including projects that advance smart street lighting, smart transportation, smart buildings, distributed energy resources, data analytics, and intelligence services. This is all frequency-based. This is a transition, a rebuilding of our cities by Google. And once our cities are rebuilt on the wireless grid, we will become a one-world city. Your local cities that have city councils and county board of supervisors will no longer be necessary because everything will be massively data collected. Certainly we know that AI will be the brains of every city. All the cities will be interconnected. No cities will stand independently. That is the goal. And we know too that they talk about in New Mexico again that they're going to have all of this infrastructure. And they say, what makes Albuquerque smart? Well, they're talking about smart street lighting. So let's talk a little bit about smart street lighting. This should be enough to curl everyone's hair. How they tell everyone it's going to save energy, improve safety, and reduce traffic congestion. So they say that Albuquerque partnered with PNM and Siteloom to install 19,000 auto-dimming LED streetlights that the city owns. A portion of these lights will include smart controls, that's all wireless, that allow for auto-dimming and remote notification of maintenance issues. PNM also is partnering with the city to convert 11,600 owned streetlights to solar-powered LED. As part of the LED streetlight upgrade, Albuquerque plans to install the Internet of Things sensors on streetlights for safety, for city attractiveness, financial improvement, and sustainability. So let's talk about this.
Deborah, before you go to that point, does that include what I've read about with IntelliStreets? Because it sounds like you're describing that.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There's cameras and sensors and listening devices. This is a massive sensoring system, and we'll talk about that a little bit, too, as it applies now to our cities, and particularly in regions that have been met with recent weather victimization. But, again, in Albuquerque, they talk about smart transportation. Now, I am not just pointing this out to be in Albuquerque. This is a global assault. Make no mistakes.
Well, we have that in Buckeye coming in with Bill Gates' big city.
Right.
Same exact criteria.
Yeah, what I'm trying to illustrate and demonstrate, Dave, is that people need to do a broader investigation of their reality and not just look only at one aspect of frequencies, because we are being barraged with an assault so dramatic that it's satellite-based, it's in every aspect of the reduction of all living things on this planet. But then also smart transportation. And they talk about how they need to reduce their carbon footprint. And of course, we know that all of that is bogus science. In fact, for everyone that's listening, I would really recommend you type this in. This is a very interesting memorandum. It's entitled CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. And this appeared, Dave, in Veterans Today, and it was just recently put out on August 11th of 2018. Again, CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. You will be quite amazed and saddened, but hopefully better informed as a result of reading the fake aspect of our fake reality that was planned, because everything was planned to be fake. And you will read that. In fact, maybe if we have a little time, I'll go over some of that.
Sure.
But again, it's important to understand that the partners involved in the deployment of all of these wireless aspects are rapidly occurring, and in Albuquerque, as in many other cities as well, they have buses now that are being charged using rapid chargers that can be remotely controlled. So again, anything remote is all wireless. Understand, before you make a move, just because you hear that one aspect of a wireless has been denied, don't make the mistake, because this is coming in the back door. And those that are electromagnetically sensitive, I know you need a place to go. I know you want to find a place to go for reprieve, but it would not likely be Albuquerque. So, again, do your homework for yourselves. Understand what I'm talking about and verify this for yourselves. They also are deploying data analytics and intelligence services that will increase the efficiency and improve the city services. And they always say to enhance the quality of life. Of course, we know that their version of peace is war, and their version of peace through war is elimination of people. They go on to talk about how the smart parking meters with free Wi-Fi and the city portal with numerous applications to ease access to city services. Now, I want to say that I spoke to a man in Sweden who is electromagnetically sensitive. He is a painter, and he has now found that he cannot even park without having a smartphone, and he can't have a smartphone because he gets sick. So our way in which we're going to be minimized with our ability to live is fastly being reduced by the increase of frequencies. So let's talk about this document, CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control, because, Dave, I think far too many people are believing in the psyops of climate change and global warming through anthropogenic or human-caused. It is human-caused, and it's being caused deliberately by those that have many methods of controlling and deliberately controlling the weather events. Now, certainly, there are other events as well that are outside of that, but the ability to control exacerbates existing realities. So what that CIA memorandum will tell you is many things, but they say it's sad to observe that the fakeness strategy works very well until now. And they go on to say that we have a conglomerate of fakeness. And this is important, very important to understand. Fake news, fake free media, fake alternative media, fake politics, fake politicians, fake secrecy and fake secret societies, fake science and fake scientists, fake studies, fake institutes, fake statistics, fake NGOs, the fakeness, fake heroes, fake authorities, fake religions, fake equity and fake sexuality, fake popular movements and fake grassroots movements, fake wars and fake peace. We know that we are in a perpetual war. We know that this is part of the takedown of society globally, and we have to prepare. So we're going to talk a little bit, Dave, about preparedness, because, again, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is not fake news. This is reality based on documents. And this is not speculation. This is reality. Again, we're told in the documents that your cities have adopted that you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or your carbon footprint. And recently, Dave, I spoke on your program about how all branches of the military are involved in implementing the requirements to reduce your carbon footprint, which is to come in and forcibly reduce your use of resources. And I also found the same allegiance through the Australian military as well. So the military institutions throughout the world certainly do seem to be all in lockstep for global centralized control, massive depopulations, certainly by the year 2025, and we're seeing weather weaponization. And I know, Dave, I want to talk about something that's both personal to myself and personal to you, just so that people understand that we're certainly being targeted. Many of us specifically, certainly everybody, in different ways. And we're looking at the difficulty that we face with mind control and the mechanisms around that and the use of psychotronic weapons. So I want to talk about that, but certainly I also want to talk about the ability to directly hit someone's property with a weather event. Now, people may seem to think that this is impossible, but it is not impossible.
I'm here to tell you it's not impossible.
Well, I want to hear. I think you need to share this with the audience, because this is what is happening as well.
I live in a rural community of 300 homes, and they're anywhere from 1 to 5 acres, and we're on about an acre and a half, and we've had two of the worst storms since I've lived here over 15 years ago. And what happened to me now is we're getting the brunt of the damage. One person in these two storms had part of their patio blown out and a tree uprooted. With us, two trees, 7 solar panels, a trampoline thrown about 75 yards to 100 yards in the air and just crushed it against our back fence. Solar panel flying off the roof and smashing our pool fence. And like in one major tree, I mean, we had a tree that was huge, totally uprooted, yet the other ones that were smaller were just fine. And I could go on and on. But when I compare the damage we had to our neighbors, ours is massive compared to our neighbors. With one minor exception, someone's patio roof collapsed, and it was kind of a flimsy one to begin with. Sorry if you're listening. So that's what we're experiencing. And now this is the second time where we've got the brunt of it for our neighborhood. Dave Hodges must be well known to the globalists, because I feel like we were targeted.
Well, let's talk about other aspects of being targeted, because certainly we know that frequencies are now being used through the PA systems in large gatherings and events. We know that when you are gathered in a large event with hundreds, maybe thousands of people, everyone nowadays is carrying a cell phone. We know that we are compromised with the level of frequencies that we are being exposed to. And so knowing that mind control occurs, just like Operation Crimson Mist that I have spoken about, that was used in the mid-1990s on the African nation of the Hutu and the Tutsi tribes. The microwaves that were used and directed on the Hutu natives, Africans, exacerbated their anger towards the Tutsis, and that ensued in over 1 million people being slaughtered. This is the level of frequencies that we are now experiencing, and we're going to have increased anger. We're going to have massive amounts of mind control, and people are not going to realize what happened to them. And so as we march forward into a reality that doesn't seem real, it seems sci-fi. For me, it does every day. I look at what's happening, and it takes my breath away. I've mentioned many times, I really do suffer from truth trauma. And just when I think I, can't see something more diabolical, I find something more diabolical. So we need to be aware of what is happening. Right now, we have some information on stopthecrime.net, and this is not to the enormity and the scale of what you've heard me and myself and Dave speak about right now, but it's very applicable because it's a way in which you're going to be incarcerated. On stopthecrime.net, type in "kiss your gas goodbye," because petroleum is being eliminated. Absolutely eliminated. Let me interject this. Fossil fuel, we've now used it up. Well, of course, most of us hopefully realize that our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs and plant material. And now it's just a shift into greening for massive profits. This is a massive disruption of the global reality for the few to create ways in which to make endless amounts of money while they asset strip everybody that's still remaining. So we know that the reason for requiring solar panels and giving everyone incentives to deploy them is they need as many homes on solar as possible, because they have to look at how they're going to ferret out the grid when they have electric vehicles. Now, electric vehicles is only the step away from autonomous vehicles. Already in Portland, Oregon, they have an initiative to start looking at autonomous vehicles in Portland. Part of that initiative, and it's interesting to note, is the increased tolls that they're creating for traveling on the highways and even on streets now. People will start having to pay a toll so that they will be pushed into autonomous vehicles. That is the goal, and you've got to realize with autonomous vehicles, that's increased frequencies. Autonomous vehicles, think of it as a computer on wheels. It is LIDAR or radar, certainly scanning around 360 around the entire computer, looking to see for anything that might get into its way, and then it goes out at 1,000,000 pulses a minute out about 150 feet, so I understand, and then comes back to the main computer on board where it's analyzed as to what obstacles are there. I'm also, though, understanding that it does project those frequencies out much further. We don't survive in these frequencies. That's why they're driverless cars. We're not there. We're just not needing to drive them. People will start getting massively sick. And so it goes. We do have on stopthecrime.net on the homepage a symptoms list of what people will and are already experiencing from the overload of frequencies. I would recommend that everyone download that, take that, keep that with you, look at it, see what you are experiencing. Your doctors are not able to help you with an overexposure of frequencies. They're not taught about frequencies. In fact, they will likely give you pharmaceuticals to address individual complaints and symptoms that you have. And that is further medicating the rest of society down into literally creating pharmaceutical lumbotomies where people just aren't able to respond. But I want to talk about a proposal that was received in the mail. It's called Metro Mile. And what is Metro Mile? Well, we've all been hearing about how we would be charged for vehicle miles traveled. Well, now there's some new insurance policy out there that will reduce your insurance plan immensely if you go to Metro Mile Insurance. So we're going to talk about that because this is all part of kissing your gas goodbye. Here is what they say. Introducing a new way to cut your car insurance bill in at least half. Pay per mile insurance for low mileage drivers. Now, they're saying it's not fair. Your car insurance should cost, it should cost less. And if you drive fewer than 200 miles a week, it's a way to go. So it's really being promoted for people that will be living in the cities or in areas where they're not driving, where they're being certainly told that you need to ride your bikes or walk more, and then you can reduce your insurance. This is moving you out of your car. This is slowly cutting the leash to your, really how we've grown as a society, being used to our vehicles. So again, it's called Metro Mile. It will monitor everywhere you go and all the miles that you drive. And here's what it says. It says that Metro Mile car insurance rates are broken into two parts, a base rate and a per mile rate, typically a few cents per mile. And the app tracks your mileage using a device plugged into your car's diagnostic port. Your monthly premium equals the per mile rate multiplied by the number of miles you drove during the past month and added to your base rate. So look into a Metro Mile. Again, this is all part of reducing cars, getting us certainly more incarcerated by not being able to even escape. That's what this is all about. Now, speaking about escaping, Dave, we found something really diabolical. We'd actually heard about it back after the fires. I've heard of this also occurring in areas where there have been floods and other types of weaponized weather events as well. So what have I been hearing? Computer vision cameras being deployed in many, many states. And what we heard, in fact, you can go to... type in this YouTube and you can hear me talking. It's called Plan to Burn Up Northern California. It's the 30-minute YouTube. Sorry, folks, it's the same name of many of my YouTubes, Plan to Burn Up Northern California, but it is the 30-minute one. I'm addressing the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. You will see me telling them that they had a warning device or a warning already prior to the fires here. In fact, 2 years prior, because we'd gotten those emails between PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, and the California Public Utility Commission saying that they were going to use lasers in Northern California. So you'll hear me telling the County Board of Supervisors that, and then you'll hear a little interview outside where I'm talking about the board discussing the implementation of cameras. And that was already predetermined. This is already occurring in other cities around the country, globally as well. This computer vision camera system is nothing more than to monitor, track, and watch every single one of us. It is not about warning about fires or the decimation and damage of the weaponized deliberate intention to wipe out our cities and demolish our homes, our communities, and kill. So this is to really see the amount of damage that they've caused. That's what this alert system is about. So let's talk about that. We've recently found out that here in Northern California, our Board of Supervisors took a step, they say, to ensure that our community is resilient and prepared for future disasters. Now again, future disasters, this is war. This is a silent weapons system of war using weaponization of weather, targeting individual properties as well as large swaths, states, which we're seeing happening all over the world. So here's what our board approved, and your board is going to do the same thing, unless they decide that they're going to abandon your city if you're along the coast, because that's another plan in and of itself. But the board approved funding for a network of fire cameras. They said that would provide early detection of wildfires in our area. And they said that it was aimed to protecting the drinking water supply for more than 600,000 residents. Let's stop for a second. Fire cameras to warn us against fires to protect the drinking water supply. Let's talk about what's really being said here. They're coming after our drinking water supply. They are literally going to disable our ability for fresh drinking water. In the rural areas, when they cut you off from water, creating the illusion that we have a water shortage, which we do not, they will relocate properties that are out of water to areas that have potable water. So what they're doing here is they're monitoring the drinking water infrastructure to prevent people from gaining access to pure, fresh drinking water, not the diluted, polluted drinking water of the secondary atmospheric water supply, which is rain and snowmelt. I would recommend everyone listen to my interview with the Hungarian water wizard. It is entitled, Primary Water Explained. The YouTube is called Primary Water Explained. Listen to that YouTube and understand the water cycle. We've got to all help rural country properties get to primary water while drilling is still a capability, because soon, as they've already done in Ventura, California, there will be a moratorium on locating water. And I hate to say this because it sounds really kind of strange to me, but I'm going to say it because I know so many of the movies that we see, Dave, really are what the plans represent. And in the very first segment or portion of the Hunger Games, the very first one, one of the warnings or pieces of advice that was given to one that was playing in the Hunger Games was get to water. So I guess I'm going to say to everybody, get to water, because the water supply is being poisoned. It is going and is now so toxic that it is largely not drinkable. The solution for the poisoning of the water supply and the idea that water is a finite resource, just like petroleum, they're going to start huge expenses to further asset strip all of us with desalinization. You can forget stripping the salt out of the seawater. The oceans are polluted as they are, and the dispersion of all that salt would have to be on such a wide level as to not pollute just the salt alone that would be stripped out. Also, the water recycling programs, sewer to tap, highly, highly toxic water. We're noticing here, as many of you are probably noticing, there's signs in areas where hay is grown to feed cattle, where we see cattle grazing, and it says that they have been watered by reused water for decades. So people are eating the meat that is likely being sold as organic, because people are not aware of the water that is being used in these free-range areas. In dairy cattle, we see this occurring on large swaths of land that are being irrigated by this sewer-to-tap water, very, very toxic. I have a YouTube up, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. I have a map in there from the U.S. Forestry that talks about the use of their agency with guns to literally assault people in the Northern California area that will not give up their water rights. You can go again, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. It's packed with documents, and I want to say this. When I put that together a few years ago, I was predominantly talking about California, but you can insert any country, any town, anywhere. It's the same application. So when you hear me talking about California, please expand that into your area. Water is now the new weapon. And so what am I talking about with the alertwildfire.org website? It's a camera deployment system. It has been deployed in many areas now, not only in Sonoma here in Northern California, but in Marin, just north of San Francisco. It has been deployed in other states as well. And the Lake Tahoe area, Dave, is a real problem because they're talking about the system will be modeled after the existing fire camera network currently operating in the Lake Tahoe region.
It's just all one big, and I have to interrupt here, Deborah. I have
this system operating in San Diego, which is in Orange County in Southern California.
I know.
And it says they've proven successful. They've having assisted in more than 350 fires in the past 2 years and used by fire managers with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Now, all of these departments that you're going to hear me name, I want you to type after them Climate Action Plan or Resilient Plan. They are
Deborah, we've got 30 seconds.
The reduction of land,
Deborah,
the reduction of the population, the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, which means elimination of people. So here are the fire managers and the different agencies of these fire managers: the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, CAL FIRE, yes, CAL FIRE, they're part of it, and many local fire protection districts as well. And they imagine that images from the cameras are posted publicly on the website, www.alertwildfire.org.
Wow. So Deborah, I've got to interrupt you here, and I'm sorry, but we're up against the clock. I mean, I can't believe it. We wondered if we had enough to go on with your computer down, and we're in midstream. I mean, I think what I got from this was the smart cities are here, and this is the way that they're bringing them into being. It's just fantastic. We need to bring you back sooner rather than later to finish this, but I am so sorry we're out of time. We're up against it. To everybody else, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Our thanks to Deborah Tavares, and wow, no shortage of information here. It's too bad it's all bad.